give you your preference tonight. K-State coverage on 610 Sports Radio.
Correct.
Missouri coverage on our sister station, Talk 980.
That's right.
But Missouri and Kansas State will settle it down in the U.S. Virgin Islands.
Well, of course. I mean, when you want to get Missouri and Kansas State together, where do you go? The U.S. Virgin Islands.
Sounds like not a terrible idea. I mean, where do you want to meet? Could we play somewhere in between Manhattan and Columbia?
Right.
Nah. Done that. Let's do the Virgin Islands at the Paradise Jam. Oh, okay. It sounds like a good plan. So anyway, 6:30 tip-off tonight for those two teams that advance to the championship game of this holiday tournament.
Correct. Blossom's friend's name was Six, by the way.
Six and not seven. Okay, that's right.
I'm sure the text line knew that
one,
right?
Yeah, now that you say it, it does make a little more sense.
Who did you think was a better actor or better show? I guess you could say Blossom or Small Wonder.
The hell is Small Wonder?
I don't remember Small Wonder.
Small Wonder was that girl who was like a robot.
What?
Vaguely.
Yeah, you'll know it. Look it up. Small Wonder or Blossom.
That ran from 1985 to 1989.
So it was a long time, actually. That's a long run for a bad sitcom.
That's outside of my window of things I'm watching.
Well, that's all right. Get it inside of your window of things to watch.
Blossom was that was right in your age range, right? Because I remember,
well, 85 to 89.
My sister watched that more so than I did. I thought it was terrible.
That was your high school era.
I thought it was terrible.
Yeah, I feel like that was like early 90s, right?
Joey Lawrence was atrocious.
Oh, Blossom was, yeah. No,
90 to 95. That's right in my wheelhouse.
But that was my high school days. I didn't watch Blossom then.
You're still too old.
Yeah, I didn't. You know, I just was not into Blossom.
Right. Whoa. Know, that's about it.
Neighbor's dog was named Blossom, but you know, God rest his soul.
I just remember my sister used to watch that show. That's the only reason I remember much of Blossom.
Mayim Bialik.
There you go.
That was her name.
Yeah, yeah. She's on
Big Bang Theory.
Big Bang Theory. There you go. Sheldon's that.
Yeah.
Sheldon's
that's
lady.
Right. Yeah. All right.
Joey's not.
Whoa.
Joey ever made an appearance on the show, probably.
Maybe.
Whatever happened to Joey Lawrence? I know, like, he and his brothers got their own sitcom.
Didn't he date Nell Carter for a while?
I don't think so.
No.
What? You just saw that show. I don't think I've ever heard that. I don't think TMZ ever reported.
They never dated?
Joey Lawrence and Nell Carter.
Nell's dead.
I believe that is correct.
Yeah, and she owned that diner where Alice worked, right? Nell's diner.
That is not correct. Absolutely not correct.
Wait, you're talking about the bailiff from Night Court?
No.
No!
Mel's Diner from Alice. Okay. He's totally switching up television shows now. We are live today at the Colonial Club in KCK. Come on down, get yourself some breakfast. 322 North 6th Street, getting ready for the big matchup tonight. We're out and about, and we thank Stoner and Company for hosting us today at the Colonial Club. You can come down and get yourself breakfast. The bar is indeed wide open as well.
Right.
Get yourself an early morning cocktail.
Yeah, man, Tim Vanderpool's here. He's getting his drink on and having himself a Bloody Mary and some breakfast as he gets ready for the game tonight. The bar is full, actually, which is pretty cool. On a Monday morning, the bar is full, and everybody's wearing Chiefs clothes and hanging out and enjoying themselves some eggs. And bacon and a little Bloody Mary action going on.
Yeah, didn't happen until just before 9 o'clock. But
that's right.
It has happened, so that's a good thing. The Zubaz seal has been broken, as it were.
Mm-hmm.
We will be out and about tonight as well.
Yep.
If you're looking for a place to catch the game, you could join us tonight at Winning Streaks. Fesco in the morning will be there.
We will be there.
We are your hosts.
Yeah, that's right.
Tonight at.
What does that mean?
Which that really made a lot of sense. That makes a lot of sense.
What our responsibilities are there, but we will be there. And come on out to Winning Streaks tonight at Harris, North Kansas City. Great food and drink specials, surprises giveaway as well, and a great place to catch a game. Tons of TVs, awesome place to hang out. It is going to be rocking tonight. We hope to see you later this evening at Winning Streaks.
Yep, the drive will be out there beginning at 2 o'clock today. So if you want to get there early, that's great.
I'll
it's going to be crowded tonight. So feel free to get out there early with the holiday week, with the big game. Everybody's excited about this one. We do great watch parties out at Winning Streaks. So I know a lot of the guys that are here right now are headed over to Winning Streaks as well for later on tonight. So we're going to have ourselves a good time and watch this team absolutely destroy the Los Angeles Rams. And when this thing is all said and done, you know what Joey Lawrence is going to say, right?
Whoa! I love how you're saying they're going to destroy them. You picked it.
38-37.
One-point game.
That's a destruction, my man. You beat the Rams at all in their house against that offense, and you win 38-37. That's a destruction. Okay. That's what you need to do.
Calm down.
The ladies have arrived now, too. We got ourselves a crowd.
Feels a little bit like not a blowout if you're saying a one-point game.
I think it's going to be close. I think whoever has the ball last is winning this thing.
There's nothing to me that says low-scoring
Oh,
low scoring game.
Lady.
I still think 30s.
Right.
And I still think the over is
the play.
Very much in play.
Ryan, are you still on board with that?
Huh?
Are you still on board with the over being the play?
I was mild away. Yeah, sure. Why not? I mean, what is it? 65 right now, right?
Is it moved up that high?
It was either 64 or 65 last time I saw it.
Wow. Okay. Like, all right.
I mean, both of these teams averaging in the 30s. Like that's
no. I know. I think if you meet your average of 33 to 35, 35, 33, it's 8-3 at 68. Yeah, you're at the over. I mean, if you just score your average
this is where at these times I wish we had the live.
Oh, Facebook Live, yeah.
You literally have the notebook out all the time doing your little addition. You literally wrote on 35 plus 33 right. equals 68, talked your way through it, circled it when you thought you had it correct,
yeah.
and then waved your hand for the teacher to come over and make sure that it was correct.
And it is.
Yes, that was the entire.
And I didn't use any fingers either.
It's true. No, you got it right. You're like, I think that's
like,
right.
When I see that 7 and 5, I'm like, oh, God, I don't know what that is. 7 and 7 is 14, minus 2 is 12. Oh, my gosh. Now I understand why my kid can't figure it out in Miss Bean's class, because she's got my brain when it comes to math.
I'm watching somebody make smoked salmon deviled eggs right now.
That's fantastic.
That's what I'm doing.
Let's hear from Ryan Lilja. Ryan, what do we got from Rhino from earlier?
You guys had wanted to know from Lilja, hey, how do you get up for a big game like this?
You know, you get up for them all, man. You don't really buy into the hype. And honestly, it's probably a normal game for most of those guys. I mean, look, they're in the building all the time. There's not flat-screen TVs and you know, sports talk radio all over the building. They're getting ready to work. They're preparing for the Rams. And so it doesn't, it feels like a big game for us as fans and media. But those guys would probably look at this thing as, we got a road game against a good team. You know, back in Indianapolis, we play the Giants, and it'd be Peyton versus Eli, or play the Patriots or something. And that would get hyped up. But honestly, it's a big game. They're all big games. At this point in the season, you know, we're getting around Thanksgiving. You know, you're not only you in the hunt, but you're getting chased. Denver beating the Chargers yesterday was a nice gift, but yeah, this is the time to put the pedal on the metal, man.
I like the fact that for a player, it's just another game.
Yeah,
I think they will be up. I think they'll inevitably be up. And Patrick Mahomes has talked about that too. Those games where he had to kind of rein himself in a little bit, and these kind of adrenaline type things, but also treating it as just another game. Is a great approach, and that's what Andy's for.
Oh yeah, I mean Andy's the best at that.
That's Andy's wheelhouse right there. And then we can all get geeked out about such a big game. You mentioned earlier, this one's like more for the fans.
This is about the fans. Like this is a game that was set up for us, set up for fans. And what I think is really cool about all of this too is that it really doesn't mean a whole lot for seeding purposes or anything like that in the AFC or the NFC. This is legitimately a game that we could all sit back and enjoy and watch and go, man, that was awesome. And if the result doesn't work out, if you're a Rams fan or you're a Chiefs fan, the result doesn't work out in the favor that you want, it's not the end of the world. It's not a big deal.
I'd like it to work out, though, better than New England, where I had that feeling.
Right, absolutely.
I want to be on the other side of it this go-round. Bob's keys to a Chiefs win. That's coming up next.
Fesco in the morning.
Back in. We are live on location today. Colonial Club and KCK. Come on out and get yourself a little breakfast. It's the pre-tailgate, before the tailgate, before the tailgate, before the tailgate.
That's
right. You never start too early. The bar is open. The eggs are here. You can have a little breakfast, little hams or whatever else.
We have hams and eggs is what we're calling it, yeah.
The full bar is indeed open here at the Colonial Club.
The interesting thing about this, and I was just talking to the proprietor here, John Stoner, about the situation presenting ourselves here in Kansas City. And I'm like, man, productivity is going to be at like an all-time low in KC today. He goes, how about tomorrow? And I go, yeah, and then we got Wednesday, which is the holiday.
The whole week's a mess.
Like, nobody's doing anything this week in Kansas City. And, the bosses don't want to hear that, but that just is reality right now. That is reality right now, that this is going to be a very low productivity week.
You can't possibly think anybody's getting anything done.
No, because today everybody's thinking about the game. Everybody's getting geared up for the game. Everybody's talking about the game.
As they should.
Tomorrow – You know, it's going to be a late game. People are going to be slow moving. Mm-hmm. People are going to be hungover. Mm-hmm. People are going to be talking about the game tomorrow, mm-hmm. one way or the other. People mm-hmm. are going to be talking about the game, and then that day is going to be over, and then it's going to be Wednesday, and on Wednesday you're thinking about is jumping ship early so you can get out and get on with the holiday, whether you're catching a flight at the antiquated KCI or, you know, you can wait for the new one to be built. That ain't happening. Or if you're taking a train or you're driving or to grandmother's house we go. So Wednesday's shot, and then Thursday, Friday's a holiday. You're not getting anybody – You're not getting anybody back on the grid, my man, till a week from today. And then Monday, a week from today, everybody's going to be dragging because it was just a holiday.
How was your holiday?
So, yeah, so we're looking
what'd
at
you do for your holiday?
Tuesday
did you
next
go, did
week.
Did you go away? Did you have a good time? Okay, cool.
How was the pie? How was your family? No, let me tell you about this. Yeah, you know, Aunt Mabel farted at the table again.
This is a waste.
It was really bad. So, you know, I mean, that's just the way it's going to be.
Let's just cancel the week.
I agree. When you get weeks like this, as big of adults as we are, we're still in that child's mindset. So maybe Shawnee Mission is right. Just cancel classes all
yeah,
week.
Yeah, they just punted early.
We're out.
Go to 610sports.com. You have the keys to a Chiefs win tonight.
Yeah, and I got the Chiefs winning this game by a score of 38-37. And how they do it, number one, is to stop Todd Gurley. I know it's easier said than done, but the Rams only lost this year. The Saints limited Gurley to under 70 yards rushing and just 13 carries, as fewest total on the season. If the Chiefs can man up and play good run defense against Todd Gurley, hold him to under 100 yards on the ground, Kansas City, Josh, is going to win this football game.
That's asking a lot. 70 yards. I mean, I feel like he's going to have a big night.
Yeah.
I'm more trusting still in the Chiefs secondary than I am the Chiefs run defense. So I think Gurley's gonna have a night. So to keep him under 100 would be doing something massive.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. But that's why if they do it, then they're gonna win the football game.
Yeah,
right?
I agree.
The other thing that's massive and it's gonna be very difficult to do, and I know a lot of folks are looking at this and you're going, wow, I didn't realize that. Jared Goff is really freaking good at quarterback, okay? And you see the highlights and you see the throws, but this guy never throws below 70%. 7 out of every 10 passes he throws are complete. In the two games that they struggled in this year, the loss to the Saints and the win where they barely beat Denver, he was held to under 70% throwing the football. If the Chiefs can force him to be inaccurate, whether it's Chris Jones up the middle or Ford and Houston around the outsides or maybe a Ron Parker or a Danny Sorensen type of blitz, keep this guy off kilter a little bit and keep him to under 70%, they're going to give themselves a great opportunity to win that game. In fact, I think if he throws for under 70%, the Chiefs will find a way to win this football game.
Yeah, and he's a guy that's a rhythm passer. It's a rhythm offense. You need to figure out a way to get him off kilter.
Right. And the way to do that is to eliminate the big plays, Josh, because right now when you look at the Rams, as good as they are offensively, they only score 55% of the time inside the red zone. So if you eliminate the big play, you're going to have an opportunity to keep this offense down. They score with a big type of play. They're not scoring inside the 20-yard line. So
kind of surprising, right?
Right? Isn't it?
I mean, I would think they would have been a much better red zone offense when you have Todd Gurley in play, but
right.
they're not that good inside the 20.
They're not that good inside the 20. Grab a turnover if they can force the Rams to turn it over. I think the Chiefs are going to win. The Rams are the best in the NFL when it comes to turnovers. They've only given it away 7 times this season. Chiefs defense is top 10 in forcing turnovers. If the Chiefs can be plus 2, they will win this football game, and I still think 35 is the magic number for the Chiefs. They've only given up 35 2 times this year, the loss to New England and the game against Pittsburgh. If you can score 35 and continue to do what you've done on defense and hold your opponent to under 35, you win this football game. So 35 is the magic number for me.
You mentioned the turnover number and the giveaway number. Rams are first in the NFL, just 7 giveaways. Chiefs are tied for 5th, but just 1 more.
Yeah.
They have 8, and then both teams take it away at the same rate. They're both top 10, each with 15 takeaways. So it comes down to a turnover tonight. Man, win that turnover battle because neither team turns it over, and both teams do a decent job of turning people over. You know, wouldn't be surprised if it doesn't hinge in. If it's not the last play, last team with the ball,
yep,
last drive, that it's someone who makes a miscue. It's someone who takes advantage of the other one's mistake.
See, I think the turnover thing is huge. I think the team that punts or turns it over is the team that's going to lose.
One of those games.
Yeah,
huh?
I think it's going to be very reminiscent to the Colts playoff game, man, the no-punt game. I think that's what we're looking at tonight because of these offenses. And it's nothing against the defense. This is the way the NFL is geared and structured right now. If you punt or turn the ball over tonight, you're probably going to lose that game.
Wow. Again, that's asking a lot, too.
It is.
I mean, not turning it over. I think not having turnovers, but not punting.
Not punting.
Not having a situation where your offense gets stopped for a drive.
But the Chiefs have only punted two or more times in four of their 10 games this year. So it's not like they're out there punting a ton anyway. So if you punt or turn the ball over, you will lose. That's just the way I see it happening tonight.
That's a terrible key to think of,
right?
It?
But it's when you think about it, you're like, man, it's pretty legit.
So you have Chiefs 38-37, which would
37.
Be the over.
Yep,
should be the over on that 60 plus number. I don't see any reason to me that this game is not in the 30s. This just feels like it's a mid to upper 30s each team type matchup. I'd be surprised if either one blows the other one out. I'd be surprised if this game plays in the 20s. This feels like a really good wheelhouse to be in the mid-30s on up.
Sure, I agree. I think it is. And like I said, 38-37, Chiefs win this thing by a point. That's 75 combined points. That is your over.
We will head around the NFL. We will hear the audio version of the Alex Smith injury.
Ugh.
I know, you don't have to cover your ears. It's not as you don't want to see the video. I don't, anyway. I still haven't. You can.
It is at 610sports.com.
Yeah, you put it up there in case you want to see it. But the audio version actually is a little bit comical. We'll also see how drunk Reese was. They only got 7 points yesterday, right?
Yeah.
He might have been toasted. But we'll head around the rest of the NFL, get the highlights, and we call Sproles in the backfield. Comes your way next.
Fesco in the morning.
Queen should have won. Certainly should have won.
How drunk was Merrill?
Take over, Monty. I'm in the bag.
It's time to find out the best highlights from around the league.
All the way for a Kansas City touchdown.
We present Sproles in the Backfield.
Sproles in the Backfield.
One of our favorite times of the week, we head around the NFL in a segment we like to call Sproles in the Backfield. We find out how drunk Reese was on the broadcast. The Eagles got run.
Oh, boy, did they.
He didn't have a lot of touchdown highlights, but we may indeed find something,
Ryan. Spoiler alert.
Wow.
Spoiler alert.
Jeez. All right.
I'm going to make you wait for that one now.
Okay.
Let's start our day in Indy.
Andrew Luck going for a home run deep downfield, looking for T.Y. Hilton. Hilton makes the catch. He's at the 10, 5, stumbles in the end zone. Touchdown. Touchdown, T.Y. Hilton. 68-yard bomb from Andrew Luck to T.Y. And the Colts lead it 16-0.
That would be the beginning of the ass whooping that was after a week after beating the New England Patriots, the Tennessee Titans lose 38-10.
Well, if you didn't see that one coming, you haven't followed the National Football League, because after a big win like that, you're due for a letdown, and we saw that by the Tennessee Titans, baby.
Let's
way
go.
Way to come play.
way to pack your bags for that one.
Yeah.
Let's move on to New York, and things weren't going well for Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Fitzpatrick takes a shotgun snap. Sidearms one, and his pass is deflected intercepted. Off the deflection. Ogletree's got it to the goal line. Touchdown. In and out of the hands of Jackrabbit, and it went into the hands of Ogletree for a pick six.
That would be interception number two on the day. Ryan Fitzpatrick would throw a third. And stop me if you've heard this, but the Bucs made a change at quarterback.
They did. Geez. They benched Ryan Fitzpatrick mid-game for Jameis Winston yesterday.
Jameis Winston, though, he would contribute to the cause.
Pressure. Winston throws a deep ball down. He's got an open receiver. DeSean Jackson. He makes the catch. Touchdown, Tampa Bay.
Mike Evans.
Mike Evans with a great grab of the end zone. And the box got a touchdown pass from Jameis Winston.
Settle down.
Ow.
In the back. Giants win that 38-35.
That's Gene Dekaroff there with the call on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers radio network. And he was just like, it wasn't even like calling guys by their names. He was just like, couldn't even breathe in that situation. So, that interception that the Giants had for a touchdown was pretty impressive, because it went off a guy's hands and into another, and the dude like had the wherewithal to get up and run into the end zone with it for a score. So pretty darn impressive yesterday. When you said Fitzpatrick, though, Ryan, I immediately went, the Jets didn't play yesterday.
That's a sad state of affairs right there, Robert. Let's head down to Jacksonville.
First and goal inside the one. 8 seconds to go. Ben gets the snap, rolls right. He looks, he runs, he dives.
He's in.
He's got a touchdown. A touchdown rolling right. What a play call.
The Jaguars led in this game for like 45 minutes, it felt like. And then
they
the
led
fourth
the whole
quarter,
game.
And then the fourth, well, then again, yes. But then at the end of the game, Ben Roethlisberger with a sneak to win You are right. They did lead the entire game, but it just felt like
should
they were
more
losing.
Than 45.
Yeah, it was. They led 59 and a half minutes. You're right.
There you go.
Right.
Yeah.
They led for the like that was one of those days yesterday
no, in that fourth
where
quarter you just felt like it was going away. Big Ben
oh,
threw like
yes.
a 78 something yard pass to Antonio Brown for a touchdown, and you're like, okay, this is how it ends. Right.
Right. It's fun to follow along sometimes on Facebook or Twitter with the way people react during a game because people get so excited after the first quarter or so down after the first quarter. It really doesn't make a difference, man. These games always come down to the end of the National Football League.
Off to Detroit, boys, and the Lions were rocking some sweet gray uniforms. The Panthers, they had a chance to tie at the end of the game. Ron Rivera said, no thanks. I'm going to go for the dub.
Carolina not going for the extra point. They're going for the lead. Newton's got the ball. Looks. Plenty of time. Now pressure comes. Newton throws Enzo, and he's sounded wide. It's incomplete. The Lions hang on to the lead.
Oh, just a bit outside. Lions going on to win 2019 in that one.
What do you guys think of that move by Riverboat Ron?
It's the same as every time. If it works, it's great. You're a genius.
Right.
If it fails and you lose a game, you're a dope.
I think you're a dope
tie
in that
game.
Situation. That you got to kick the extra point, man. You've got to kick the extra point and give your team an opportunity. And I know he's talking about overtime and we don't get out there and get a stop, Ron. Let's go, bro. Come on.
A lot of close games yesterday around the NFL. We go down to Atlanta, Falcons and Cowboys both trying to claw their way back to 500. Only one was going to be able to do it, and it came down to a field goal.
Here we go for the game, kids. So it's 42 for the win. Operation good. 42 away. Maher for the win. Cowboys win.
How about them Cowboys?
Did you see Jerry Jones so excited after that game?
No, just was he excited?
Oh, Jero was excited after that field goal for
I
the win.
I do declare
the Cowboys
did he hug,
are back.
Did he hug Lincoln Riley?
And Scarlet will rise from the ashes again.
He was hugging Lincoln Riley after the
yes,
win?
Yes, he was. Okay. Lincoln Riley was there watching. Oh. That's your team, Lincoln! Rubbing his head.
Off to Baltimore we go. The Ravens, who they had Ray Rice had like a ceremony before the game honoring great Ravens of the past.
Yeah, like why? You know what? If you're the Ravens, Ray Rice is not invited to anything.
Well, anyway.
No, he's on the do not invite
yeah,
list.
Yeah, he's not. Sorry, bro. You're on the do not invite list. No. You know, we got the video. We saw.
Ray Rice. I'm not going to die on the Ray Rice hill. Ravens, though, they had a late lead. The Bengals were marching, and things went well.
Fourth and three. Dalton to throw. His pass near sideline is broken up. Incomplete. And with 1:42 left to play, the Hayes in the barn.
Hey, the Hayes in the barn, everyone. Very exciting. Lamar Jackson, by the way, started that game for the Ravens. The Ravens hang on to win 24-21. He wins in his first start. So right now, Lamar Jackson is undefeated as an NFL quarterback.
A good catchphrase is always good. But
yeah.
In Baltimore, does hay in the barn?
Well, hay in the barn.
You get outside of the city limits. They
does
field,
that resonate
yeah,
there?
They farm.
Okay.
A lot of farming.
All right. What's
interesting was Lamar Jackson's comments after the game, which were so awesome to hear because it was like listening to a kid. He goes, I was ready Saturday night. I couldn't sleep.
Yeah,
I wanted to play
cool.
that game. And I heard that. I'm like, I want to hear that. I like that kind of stuff. That gets you excited if you're a Ravens fan.
You didn't notice the large Amish presence on the wire thing? Do a lot of farming.
I did not. Didn't see where the stuff they were peddling was cultivated outside of Baltimore.
That's right.
Baltimore, known for its farms, Ryan. They farm crab.
Hamsterdam, was that a farm?
That was.
I missed that episode.
It was. They were farming ham there, I think.
Yeah.
Let's move to the nation's capital, and Alex Smith had a gross injury.
Here comes the blitz. Nicole McLean, Alex Smith under heat. He's steamrolled at the 40-yard line, and Alex Smith is hurt. Alex Smith is hurt. He clutched his right knee as he went down, and he is hurt. He's hurt bad, man. Look at him.
Oh.
He's in a lot of pain. He's got his hands over his face. I think he realizes that this is a serious injury. It was the corner coming clean. And
oh, it's his ankle.
Looks like his ankle. Looks like he could have a broken ankle.
No, he does have a broken ankle. It's a broken ankle.
It wasn't actually a broken ankle. It was a tibia and a fibula.
But they were that color analyst was sure.
Well, he was not going to let the other guy go, well, it
Dr.
could be
color
a
analyst over here.
Well, you You know how they are in the NFL with injuries. You know, guy's head falls off, severed head, questionable return. You know, it's like, so here's the deal. You saw it dangling there. You knew they were going to say lower leg injury, questionable return. The color analyst is like, no, that's busted.
I feel really bad for Alex Smith. Also feel bad for Washington to add insult to injury. The Texans went on to beat them 23-21. So.
Yeah, first time this year that the Redskins were down and came back to take a lead and then lost it.
I don't want that color analyst like having to be in the room with us deciding whether or not to put our dog down.
Right.
You know what I mean? That guy's like so definitive, like, shoot him! Just shoot him!
Very cold bedside manner on
that guy. Oh, my gosh, yeah. That dude has no heart.
We're pretty
what are
sure
we going to do here? Put him down!
Yeah. We're pretty sure your father has cancer. Can we check again? No, it's cancer.
It's cancer. Pull the cord!
Definitely cancer.
Jeez.
Definitely going to
pull the plug! Should we keep him on life support? Pull the cord! This guy's done!
A couple more for you as we wrap it up, as we dip around the NFL with Sproles in the backfield off to L.A. and the Chargers. Well, they're going to charge you.
A kick to win it. Snap, placement, kick on the way. It is gone! It's over! Denver celebrates like I've rarely seen in a regular season game.
It's a big win for the Broncos, though, man. I mean, that was like, if you ever thought a player was on the take, Rivers yesterday on that last offensive play at the two-minute warning was the biggest, oh, my God, what are you doing moment that like I've Kevin seen this Ward year in the in. NFL. It was like Kevin Ward walked in.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, my God.
Meanwhile, in the Windy City, we had another close one. It came down to the wire.
48 seconds to go. Onside kick time for Dan Bailey. He's got it on a tee at his 35-yard line. He runs up. He chops it in the air, up in the air. And nice. The Bears recover on the fly. It is covered up in Viking territory at the 45-yard line. Recovering it was Benny Cunningham.
The Bears hang on to win 25-20.
Benny and the Bears.
Benny and the Bears. Is that what we're going with?
Might as well, right?
Should have worked that out before the show.
Remember when Benny Agbayani played for the Mets and it was Benny and the Mets? Benny!
No.
Benny and the Mets.
I already forgot the name of that show you were shocked I hadn't seen earlier.
Small Wonder.
That's the one.
The
only real blowout of the weekend came from the Saints. They mollywopped the Eagles, but that's not going to stop us from getting our Merrill fix.
Wentz takes the snap. He gives to Adams. Adams has a hole more. He's at the 15, the 10, 5. Touchdown, Josh Adams. His first touchdown in the NFL.
Welcome to the NFL, Josh Adams. Merrill will go on and get faced because the Eagles are getting blown out 48-7.
Merrill raised the cocktail to that youngster who got his first touchdown.
Yeah, 48-7 the final, though. So watch out for the Saints. I hear they're good.
Yeah.
They're pretty good. I mean, they've only won 9 in a row, and they only won by 41 yesterday against the defending champs. So, you know, I tend to blow things up a little bit, you know, get too excited sometimes about things. But this one, I'm willing to say that the Saints may have something to say about this Super Bowl preview tonight because they're not part of it. They've already beaten the Rams.
Yeah, it's not a Super Bowl preview tonight. The Saints will be in the Super Bowl. If it's any indication, though, Todd Gurley super excited for Monday night.
I don't know. It's going to be cool. Kind of wish it was Sunday night. Kind of messing up our bye week, but it's cool. NFL got to do better.
Yeah, do better, NFL.
It's cool. That is today's edition of Sproles in the Backfield. I don't see any way this game's not in the 30s. We'll look at Chiefs and Rams. And our final predictions next.
I'm getting really sick of guys named Todd.
Fesco in the morning.
We're on location today at the Colonial Club in KCK. Still time to get a little breakfast. 322 North 6th Street. If you want a little breakfast, we're pregame. I think
that's exactly what we're doing.
I've lost track of how many pregames there are.
The initial pregame started at 5:30 this morning when we arrived here at the Colonial Club.
It did. John Stoner, longtime
proprietor
as well. Yeah, among your many titles.
What's going on, boys?
But thanks for opening up the doors today.
Yeah, this is wonderful. Thanks for coming out.
I'm going to have to make them do this breakfast more often. I'm kind of liking this.
It's a good deal, right? You get your day drinking on, and everything works out well for everybody, and, you know, everybody has a good time and getting ready for this game. But we were talking about productivity this week in Kansas City is going to be an all-time low, man. This thing ain't happening this week for anybody at work, right?
No. Tomorrow morning, just don't even schedule it before 10:30. Right. Don't even mess with it. Just leave the calendar alone.
So, in other words, the breakfast will not be available tomorrow morning.
No.
Okay, gotcha.
No, I can't wake up this early more than once a week. There's no way.
Oh, well.
I don't know how you boys do it.
Well, you do. There's no answer, man. You just do. Tell us about this joint, man. We were talking earlier about this area of town, Strawberry Hill, and I was mentioning to you that Nivens and I did a pub crawl here a couple of years ago up around Strawberry Hill, and like I always feel like it's the forgotten area of town, but once you get up here, you're like, man, this is really cool.
Yeah, I love it. It's got that vibe, like a kind of a small town. Everybody knows each other. There's several good bars. You got Johnny's 403 Club. We got Slaps Barbecue, Split Log Coffee. There's a lot of small things that are going on right here. And there's a lot of pub crawls and everything also. And you don't have all that extra security and everything we're dealing with down in Midtown with the gates and wands and whatnot. So, I love it out here.
Yeah, it is fantastic. And this is like an old-school type of bar. I mean, this is what Bobby Baker's used to look like, you know.
Yeah.
This is what Bobby Baker's was.
That's what I got
15
hooked.
Years ago, right?
That's when I got hooked on it, man. Those big swivel captain's chairs.
Yeah, yep. You got it here at the Colonial Club. And you're not always open for breakfast, but you are always open for lunch and dinner and things like that, too.
Yeah, we do that, and then on the weekends – we got a lunch and we do a brunch and we throw with the darts out here Thursday nights.
Yeah, I noticed that earlier that Greg Holland is one of your dart champions up, or Gary Holland.
Gary
I guess.
Holland, one of my favorite people.
He's still with us.
Oh man, yeah, he comes up here. He showed us. He's given so many tips. Just a big guy, overalls.
Yeah.
Right. He's the kind of guy that pulls the magnet out of the front of his overalls. So he drops it because he don't want to bend over and pick it up.
Oh.
Heck of a dart thrower. He's a Kansas City dart legend, Gary Holland.
All right. You know, Chiefs fans, for rightfully so, I guess the best way to put this is that we're waiting for the shoe to drop, right? You know, everybody's always waiting for the worst moment possible.
Yeah.
When did you stop feeling that way about this team? Because I stopped feeling this way after the first game.
As soon as I saw just the way they can move it up and down the field, I'm like, well, we don't have to worry about that, getting down 10 points and getting tight because here it's happening again. I feel like at any time we can always come back. No lead's too big. We got the guy that's done it to us forever. And the best part is a lot of the guys that were doing it to us forever are old now. You know, old Phyllis Rivers isn't doing like he used to. But it's a good time.
Do you have that feeling like we're doing it this year?
I think we can. There's been so many years where I'm like any number, 12-4. 14-2. Don't mess around with the 13-3. But I'm not even afraid of 13.
That's true. I'm not even afraid to cross off. Yeah,
I'm not even afraid of 13-3 anymore.
Yeah. I mean, especially with this quarterback, and that's what it is. And people go, "What's different this year? What's different with this team?" And it is. It's number 15. I didn't realize that this kid would come in and not just hit the ground running, but hit the ground in a full sprint and be the best quarterback in the NFL. You know?
Yeah. He's raised them all up. He's got them all playing two notches better than they were before. Even the line looks great, the way he's getting outside and the way he throws it on the run. He does everything.
Yeah.
I would never have dreamed as a Chiefs fan we would have the guy that everybody in the league wants and that they're all talking about. The story of the NFL.
I think that's how I said it. You're like, we've got the guy that used to do all those things to us.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
I mean, like LA.
You're always afraid of that quarterback's going to get you.
Right.
Well, now we got that quarterback that's going to get others. It's a great spot to be flipping.
Yeah.
He's young, finally.
And I'm just so glad we didn't get in one of those deals. The worst thing that can happen to you in the NFL is to think you got the guy, and then they kind of show the glimpse, and then you pay him. And then you're wondering, I got $60 million in this guy. Is he
Matthew Stafford, Derek Carr?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Cousins. Yeah, and that's been happening a lot lately. And, sitting him last year, I was like, we got to make the move because you don't want to go into that third year, wondering still. And we're here. We got, reasonable contract, and we already know. We already know we got our dude.
Yeah, and that's a good thing, man. And it's not just we got our dude for the next year or so. You know, it's the next 15 years. I mean, like, this guy is locked and loaded and ready to go for the next 15 years. And I know just from hearing from fans on social media and whatnot, a lot of fans are still in that baseball mode. Oh, there's no way we're going to be able to keep Mahomes. That's not the way it works in the NFL. And that's why the NFL is the number one sport in America, is because if you get a guy like Patrick Mahomes, you don't have to worry about him, you know, reaching year six and then having to get rid of him because you can't afford to pay him anymore. The league is set up this way so you can keep these guys in the fold forever.
Yep. I hope they do it early enough so there's not bad blood. We don't get any – and you don't – with a quarterback, you don't let him get cranky. You give him that money ahead of time. and we're going to – the savings will be we're not going to have to overpay for a receiver ever again. You know, he's going to make – just like Manning did with the Colts all those years, he's going to make these, you know, third round guys look like rock stars and, you know, have reasonable deals. You know, you run fast, run deep, you know, we'll get it to you.
Yeah. Which wasn't the case.
Which will be fun to see as well, because I know the worry is, too, yeah, you're going to have to pay those other guys around him. Maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe not. Mm-hmm. Maybe you will be able to get in a mode where you got a guy that can build people around him to be better and elevate their games. It's hard to say or hard to lump that on a guy that early, but he could fit that mode. I
don't know, dude. I don't think in like New England mode where you could just start letting skill guys go. I'm not paying a running back. I'm just not.
No.
I'm not paying a running back.
But also, you know, it is asking a lot to say, oh, elevate the game, you know, have every receiver in there just kind of turn out to be whatever and make them better. Hopefully he's in that mode. I don't think we're being naive either. I think there's probably other seasons said early on that they thought they had their quarterback too, and oh, dude, I don't see any signs from this that it isn't the guy.
Right.
There's like nothing in me that says, oh, you better pump the brakes because others have looked good in a first year and then they've had a drop-off.
Nobody's looked like this.
Nobody's looked like this, and nobody's had Andy. Yep. I think that combination makes me say, got our guy. I know it's not even a full season, but it totally looks like that. And there's nothing that says this isn't going to be the case. And so, yeah, I'm with you, Stoner. Yep. Eventually, you look at paying him a little bit early.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Get that done early. Get him on board to be kind of the team guy. We'll build around you. We're going to pay you a little bit early, and you might be setting yourself up good financially as well moving forward with this franchise.
Yep. Yeah, I think so. And having that combination is so important right now because the head coach, as we're seeing, man, with the retreads that get hired out there, there's just not a lot of good ones, and we've got that perfect combination of head coach and quarterback right now. What do you got for tonight?
I think we are going to cover the over. You know, everybody's talking
about
that. It's going to be a
that's
shootout.
Always the first. That's always the first thing. Yeah. Over? Yes.
Yeah.
Okay,
shootout.
Now the score. Yeah.
I think we win it by 13.
Wow. All right. Yeah. I like that.
Wow.
Josh, what do you
that's
have?
Confident. I think a close one, but I like kind of in the range you were.
Yeah.
Where were you,
38, 37?
I like a 35-30.
All right. Vanderpool, what do you got?
I don't give scores, guys.
What do you do? There it is.
No 14
I like
points,
it.
No cold quit punt.
We'll see y'all at Winning Streaks a little bit later on tonight. Same crew that was here will be out there a little
there
bit later
go.
On. So we'll have some fun.
See you at Winning Streaks coming up tonight. And Sean Vern, go check them out. They're on the streetcar. Go say hello next here on 610 Sports Radio.